Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
When the going gets tough, the tough stay busy. Hi, I'm Jordan, inviting you to stay busy this spring in a seat of a new Kubota tractor from Great Plains Kubota. With Kubota tractors, you can mow, haul, dig, or use a variety of our performance-matched implements to get your toughest jobs done while staying safe and healthy. Great Plains Kubota is open because our customers have essential needs, and we'll continue to meet the demands of our Kubota customers by serving them in person or remotely. As always, shop Great Plains Kubota online at gpkubota.com. That's gpkubota.com.
Calling all farmers and ranchers. Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show June 18th through 20th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
Well, wholesale beef values are in free fall mode with choice prices falling about $45 in the last 2 days. This is moving prices back to pre-coronavirus levels as packer capacity continues to return to a more normal pattern, and less focus on tight beef supplies to consumers will allow for further meat price reductions. The fact that retail ground beef values have more than doubled in the last month appears to have had a significant impact on consumer buying patterns, as the food service industry is still not recovered from the closures seen over the last couple of months. Mixed trade continues in lean hog futures, with Wednesday expected to be no exception. This overall lack of support in nearby contracts continues to focus on the underlying weakness in pork values, while needed stability is attempting to hold in deferred contract months. The expectation is that summer lean hog contracts and overall cash values will continue to see the brunt of the pressure due to a backlog of hogs in the system and limited consumer demand due to food service closures and higher pork prices. Well, on the grains, gains at all three wheat exchanges, with Kansas City leading the way up 0.75 cents. The gains are a welcome reprieve following two-day losses on Monday and Tuesday of nearly 20 cents a bushel. The combination of harvest ramping up in the southern plains, as well as better-than-expected rains in eastern Ukraine and Russia, seem to add pressure. In addition, results of the GASC tender seem to catch European traders off guard, sending Paris milling futures down over 1% yesterday. July corn futures are lower overnight, giving back yesterday's light gains and then some as the contract looks to close lower for the third session in a row. July corn has a small pennant formation present, which could be indicating a looming breakout, although volatility is lower from a week ago and in a carry to August. We'll check futures in a moment.
Calling all farmers and ranchers. Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show June 18th through 20th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
June live cattle down $3, 95.30. The August down 277, 96.20. October down 195, 99.42. August feeder cattle down 270, 133.42. September down 230, 134.90. And June hogs down 220, 52.40. July down 27 cents, 54.87. Kansas City wheat, July down 11.75, 450.75. September's down 11.25, 458. Chicago wheat, July down 7.25, 508. September down 6 cents, 5.12 and a quarter. July corn is up 1 cent, 3.24 and a quarter. September is up 1 and a quarter at 3.28 and a half. July soybeans up 10 cents at 8.50 and a half. August up 9 and a half, 8.52 and three quarters. July cotton is up 31 cents, 60.37. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.